Is this thing on for a third time? All right, so it's been a couple months, but we wrapped up our national park unit and it was so fabulous. Loved it so much, although I can't imagine being out in nature right now because it's so cold here. I digress. So looking back, what were some of the favorite moments you had, some of the favorite activities we did in our Camp Interdependence unit? I'll start with you, Jake. What was your favorite thing?
When we made the 3D animals.
You made 3D animals. Awesome. Which animal did you make?
I made the bison.
Ooh, the bison. That's a good choice. Good choice. Hope.
I really liked it when we made those posters, those Everglade posters.
Yeah.
And I made an alligator.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, I really like talking about the Everglades. It was a nice intro too. Santi?
My favorite part was being in the cabin groups.
Oh, so you feel like your cabin group worked pretty well together?
Yeah.
And you had fun?
Yeah.
Good. I love it. Welcome back to another week of our classroom podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. We are currently in our third episode of our third season of this awesome podcast, and we've got three kiddos with us today and three teachers. Oh my gosh, it's like the power of three today in a podcast. All right, but before we move any further, I want to have our three wonderful students introduce themselves. So, you want to go first?
My name is Santiago.
My name is Hope.
My name is Jake.
Jake, and we are so excited to have you here today to record. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. As always, for this season, we have Miss Fregali. Hello.
Miss Robertson.
And Miss Hanks.
Woohoo! So let's get to our recording.
Jake, what national park are we talking about today?
Voyageurs National Park.
And when and how was this park founded?
1891, and people were concerned about industry.
Nice. Where is this park located?
Northern Minnesota.
What kind of plants are in Voyageurs National Park?
Bearberries and violets.
Mm. And what kind of animals are found at this park?
Wolves, otters, eagles.
Wonderful. Hope, what are some of the natural features like mountains, geysers? What's located at your park?
Big lakes, rolling hills, beaver ponds, swamps, islands, and really small lakes.
Wow, that's nice. Mm-hmm. What is the weather and climate of Voyageurs?
So pretty much always cold. Well, even in summer, it's usually below 70 degrees or rarely 80.
Right. So it's pretty much always cold. Gotcha.
Jake, are there any problems at Voyageurs?
There are many dangerous animals.
Scary. Santi, how long would it take for us to drive there from Roswell?
22 hours and 27 minutes to arrive.
Wow. Now, Hope, can you share some tourist information for your park? Like a to-do list. If someone was planning to go to Voyageurs, what needs to happen?
They should bring water, matches or a lighter, a cooler, a first aid kit, a flashlight, a rain gear, a swimsuit, and a towel.
Okay, and what should they see? What should they do?
They should see the Beaver Pond Overlook. They should see Ellsworth Rock Garden. They should see Voyageurs Lodge and Boathouse.
Awesome.
And why would someone want to visit this park?
Because there are cool features and lots of animals.
Jake, do you have any questions about Voyageurs? Things you're curious about?
What would happen if there was a drought?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Is there anything else that you guys want to share about Voyageurs?
Why was it really that important?
So, like, what made it that important to turn it into a national park?
Yeah.
Good, that's good. All right. Is there anything else, Hope, you have?
Well, the water sources that are there are really cool, so that's why most people like to visit them.
Okay. Which, if that's the reason most people want to visit, if there was a drought, right? Mm. It kind of leaves us wondering, right? Because water is so important there. Right? Very cool. All right. Well, thank you for coming to record your podcast, Three Awesome Kids. All right. We look forward to a wonderful weekend, staying warm, and we'll see you next week. You guys say bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.